for the timeout.
Okay, timeout, everyone. We have John and Bill here for tracheotomy. The site is marked. There's no sides marked. It's a midline procedure. Myself and Dr. Falky will do the case. Antibiotics make it in?
Yes.
Patient is supine with neck extended. There's no imaging, no specific cusp. We'll follow appropriate VTE prophylaxis. Any questions or concerns?
No.
Fire safety level is a 3. Minimize aerosolized particles. We use judicious use of cautery with an appropriate smoke evac. We'll paralyze the patient when we'll discuss specific measures for making the tracheotomy window at that portion of the procedure to minimize aerosolization.
Okay. So as we previously discussed, I'm going to paralyze the patient now. If there's any accidental disconnects, I will let the team know.
Okay, great.
That's 100 of rotherine going in.
Okay. Are you okay if we start?
Yes, I've got the twitch monitor on. We will confirm that he's completely paralyzed before we.
Sounds good. I'll infiltrate a little bit of lidocaine with epinephrine into the soft tissues of the neck for hemostasis and analgesia. Get that back. Okay, okay if we start. Okay. Okay, so I'll make our skin incision here. Good, dissect down to the trachea, make sure we have good hemostasis. Make sure we've got excellent hemostasis. Good. So, okay, so we have the trachea exposed now. You can see the cricoid, you can see the tracheal rings. So, what I'd like for you to do is, and we've confirmed that the patient is paralyzed.
Yes, so just check the twitches. There are no twitches. 100% paralysis is on board here.
Great. So, at this point, I'll have you pause ventilation, deflate the cuff, and advance the tube distal to the anticipated site of the tracheotomy window.
Yep.
At that point, you can reinflate the cuff.
Yep. Okay, so I'm stopping ventilation now. Cuff is completely deflated. I am advancing the tube.
Great. I'll feel along the trachea here.
Okay. And I'm inflating the cuff.
Good.
And I'm restarting ventilation.
Okay. Okay. So we'll go over the plan.
Okay.
What I'll have you do is pause ventilation. We'll make our tracheotomy window. We'll visualize the tube inside the airway. Then I'll have you deflate the cuff as much as necessary and pull the tube back. At which point, we will then insert our tube, inflate the cuff fully and generously. We'll then connect it to an inline suctioning, then to an HME, and then we'll hand it over to you to resume ventilation once the cuff is fully inflated.
Yep, okay. And I see that your extension, your HME, and your inline is already in place.
Yep, and we will just connect that to the tube when we're ready. Okay?
Yes.
Everyone's set to go?
I'm ready.
Okay.
So
we'll have you pause ventilation.
Stopping ventilation now.
And we're not going to use cautery once we enter the airway. Or not to use cautery or suction once we enter the airway.
Okay.
All right, so we'll make my tracheotomy incision here. Take our scissors. Good, you can see the tube there.
Okay.
Good, okay, perfect. So, excellent exposure. Yep.
I am going to deflate the cuff now.
Okay,
cuff
perfect.
Cuff is now deflated. And I'm going to pull back on the endotracheal tube. So the endotracheal tube is coming back. Here.
Good, good, good. And ventilation is paused this whole time.
No ventilation.
Perfect.
No.
Keep coming.
Is that good?
A little bit more, a little bit more.
Pulling back.
Perfect. Going to introduce the tube.
Great.
Excellent. We'll inflate the cuff all the way. Great. Connect the inner cannula. And then we'll connect our inline suction and HME setup here. There we go.
I'm ready.
And
I'm going to take
you.
That.
Excellent.
All right, so I'm connected. The cuff is up.
Very good. Cuff is fully
okay,
up. Yep.
I'm going
and
to
no
initiate
leak.
Ventilation.
Okay.
Okay. Ventilator is on.
Excellent. And we have end-tidal
okay.
CO2?
And we have end-tidal CO2.
Excellent.
Great.
Very good.
Excellent.
We'll now secure the tube with sutures and reinforce with a Velcro tie.
Okay.